The question has been presented to me, is it out of order to pray in tongues or to speak in tongues publicly? My answer? Well, it depends. When you're speaking in tongues, are you addressing the tongues to God or are you addressing the tongues to the people? If you are addressing the tongues to God, then you're probably in order as long as you're being considerate of the people around you. Of course, we never should pray in any form, whether it be with the understanding or with the Spirit, in a way to be seen of men. You know, if our motivation is, I just want to show these people how spiritual I am, so I'm just going to pray in tongues or speak in tongues, well, that's really out of order. But as long as you're speaking to God in the right kind of heart, and it's not you're not being inconsiderate of the people around you, making sure it's the appropriate time and place for that, then that's probably not out of order. If you're addressing the tongues to the people, then it should be interpreted. In fact, 1 Corinthians 14 talks about that, about speaking to the church in tongues requires that it be interpreted. If no one interprets after you've spoken out to the congregation in tongues, and if you continue to just go on and on and on speaking out to the congregation in tongues as though you're trying to give them some kind of a message, then yes, you're probably out of order, because the Bible instructs us that when we're doing that, there should be an interpretation that follows. If there's no interpretation, it's a pretty good indication that, well, maybe I should just redirect the way I'm praying and let it just be my prayer to the Lord. And it is possible to misread what that is that's rising up in you. So we have to discern, is this just for me to pray personally, or is this truly tongues for the purpose of a message to the church? And usually a spirit-filled congregation can discern the difference. You know, you can sense the difference between when it's just prayer language and when it is God getting ready to speak prophetically to the church. I would encourage you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14 and just look that, ponder that. There's some difficulties there in those three chapters you may find a little challenging, and I'm hoping to address those very soon in a series of video clips focused exclusively on working through pretty much verse by verse, paragraph by paragraph, through those three chapters. They're very important passages as far as understanding how the dynamic of the Holy Spirit works in a Spirit-filled or Spirit-enabled ministry environment. And I'll try to produce those video clips fairly soon.